Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, I greet you first in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I tell you, it's always a privilege and a blessing to come before you. I tell you, before I preach to you, I already preached to myself. I tell you. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. You know, it's funny, you know, the Bible says a child shall lead them. Jawan spoke last week. He's like, Dad, how long are you going to be? I said, I'll probably be a little longer than you were. Just a little bit longer, but not too much longer. You know, preachers always say, hey, I ain't going to hold you long. I'm not going to say that. The flesh may not want to hold you long, but the spirit may want to hold you long. How about that? If you would, stand with me and turn to your Bibles, Revelation chapter 3, 14 to 22. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22. Well, I tell you, this is some good. If you ever want to find out what the Lord is saying to you, study what He said to the churches.
That's right.
Boy, I tell you, that's some good stuff here. Everybody got it?
Amen.
So we'll say, it reads, and the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Listen to this. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. But listen to him. He didn't give up on him. Listen to this. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thou shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Now listen to this. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Well, he didn't give up on him. I love him. He's long-suffering. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Well, that reminds me where I'm soul winning. We're knocking on that door. He say, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. What an invitation. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in thy throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
I like the title of this message, You Can't Straddle the Fence.
Right.
Let's pray. Father God, we come once again thanking you, Lord, for this privilege and this honor to come before your people. Lord God, I ask right now that I decrease and you increase. Lord, preach your word today through me. Use this vessel of clay, Lord God, into thy honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can't straddle the fence. Well, I tell you, when we look at the statistics of America today, we find out that in America, did you know, America has more churches than any country in the world. But look at the state that America is in. What has happened to America? America has been a light for so many years to other countries, but yet now its light is fading.
Mm-hmm.
Our Constitution is built upon Christian principles, but yet they are starting to leave those principles. God's word is so clear, is that when we come to the Lord, He wants 100%. 99.5% just won't do. You got to be 100%. You know, if you look at, I like what he said here in Laodicea. As he gave talk to the seven churches, Laodicea was the only church that he talked to that he didn't give any, you know, that you did this good, you did this well. He didn't give that to them.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.